This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Bison, B-I-S-O-N, first name Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W. His date of birth is February 25, 1988. Patient seen for Dr. Karna, K-A-R-N-A, Gokey, G-O-C-K-E, M-D. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Gokey, G-O-C-K-E, thank you for this referral. This is 34-year-old male, does not smoke, drinks rarely, only on holidays. He is allergic to penicillin. He had a rash when he took penicillin. He is referred here because of possibility of antiphospholipid syndrome and recent issues with his left eye. New paragraph. History of present illness. According to the patient, first time when he was told to have antiphospholipid syndrome was in 2015 when he had a splenic infarct. He was hospitalized for 4 days. He was told by a hematologist that the spleen was 10-15% infarcted, but that splenectomy could be done, but it was decided not to do it. At that time, patient was checked and was told that he had antiphospholipid syndrome. Since then, he has been on different anticoagulation therapy. In past, he was on warfarin, but he did not like periodic blood check for PTINR. He was then on Eliquis. He was also on Xarelto, but according to his hemato-oncologist who told him not to continue for long-term basis. And so patient settled with aspirin 81 milligram daily. New paragraph. About 3-4 weeks ago, he started seeing floaters in the left eye. He also had numbness of the left eye. So he saw ophthalmologist. Fundoscopic examination was done. He was told that there was some blood in the vitreous near retina. The patient was told that it could be related to previous stroke from antiphospholipid syndrome. And then patient was given some short shots in both eyes. He was told to continue aspirin 81 milligram. He was told that he did not have retinal detachment. New paragraph. Past medical history. Patient says that he developed COVID in 2020, early part of 2020, after which he had a seizure. And the patient then was placed on Keppra. He had another seizure a year later when he had again COVID infection. And he had a post-ictal coma where he woke up in the hospital but did not know how he ended up there. In any case, since then he has been on Keppra 500 BILE along with baby aspirin. According to the ophthalmologist recently, he may have had a bleed in the eye during one of those seizures. New paragraph. Physical examination. He is 6 feet tall, weighing 226, blood pressure 101/75, ICNT, unremarkable lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. He has a small hemangioma over the inner side of the left knee, about half a centimeter in size. He said it has been there since birth. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. History of antiphospholipid syndrome. Diagnosis 2. Recent symptoms in left eye and subsequent injections in both eyes by ophthalmologist. What kind of medications is not known yet. Diagnosis 2, history of post-COVID seizure disorder. Patient is on Keppra. New pair of recommendations. Anticoagulation was discussed with the patient, the benefit of baby aspirin versus the drawbacks were discussed in detail. Other anticoagulation methods such as Xarelto, Eliquis, Warfarin were also discussed in detail, and it was decided that aspirin should suffice for the kind of issue we are facing right now, and that committing Eliquis, Warfarin or Xarelto for long term may not just be justified at this point. A new paragraph. Thank you. I have asked the patient to see me in 3 months, which is when we will re-evaluate him and do the anticoagulation profile and check him for hypercoagulable status. Thank you. This is a consultation on Bison Matthew. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Goki, G-O-C-K-E. Thank you.